Colibri is really two stars. You can't tell it with the naked eye, but it's a fairly easy double to split or divide in two with binoculars. Our program's called Stardate. It's written each and every day by Deborah Bird, and we produce it for the University of Texas McDonnell Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. For the McDonnell Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
When I first came to Brookhaven Town,
way, hey, 90.1,
there was no good music to be heard around.
Way, hey, 90.1,
then one day I turned down the dial.
Way, hey, 90.1,
there I found music to make me smile.
Way, hey, 90.1.
I waited for a legal ID.
Way, hey, 90.1.
The DJ said WUSB.
Way, hey, 90.1.
They start each day with the rising sun.
Way, hey, 90.1.
Don't ever finish till after the day is done.
Way, hey, 90.1.
So if you want good music to hear.
Way, hey, 90.1.
There's a station in Stony Brook you ought to hear.
Way, hey, 90.1.
So if you like the sounds, do take a look.
Way, hey, 90.1.
At WUSB Stony Brook.
Hey, 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 hey.
Sitar. Nepalese drums. Persian vocalist. The voice of Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey. Good morning to you, Eric Corley.
Good morning to you, Mike Juhas.
It certainly is a fine morning.
I think so.
It's 23 degrees in Stony Brook.
Is it?
73 on the Fahrenheit scale.
And do you know if it's clear or cloudy?
No. I know it's dark.
Okay, it's not sunny. We know that much.
But yeah.
It's quite clear and cloudy and that kind of thing. Well, at least the heat's gone. I can say that much.
Yes, it's 23 degrees, 73 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And it's, according to this clock, it's 12:07.
12:07.
Yeah.
According to my clock, it's 12:05. What does that tell you?
It means that your clock lends credence to us all. I don't know. So how was your week this week?
Oh, my week was pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I lived through another, you know, hot, broily summer day, you know, a few days.
Uh-huh.
It was okay, I guess.
Yeah, I knew for sure that today was going to be a great beach day, so I planned at the beginning of the week to take it off. And it was a terrible day for the beach.
Well, you know, I don't go along with that at all.
With
I don't think any day is terrible for the beach. I mean, you know, you have your hot, muggy, sweaty days, and you say, okay, those are good for the beach, fine. But I think a cool, cloudy day is good for the beach, too. It depends what you want to do.
That's
you
true.
Know, if you want to walk on the sandy shores and all that, you can go in the middle of the winter, for all I care.
Well, I oftentimes do, but today I wanted to sit in the sun and enjoy the ocean waves and such.
You see, it's my personal opinion that people who plan things out according to the weather are fools. They should plan things out and then say, well, whatever the weather does is, that'll affect our plans somewhat, but it won't destroy them.
Well,
if it rains, then we'll do more indoor things.
Well, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see, I guess the high part of my week this week was going to Pennsylvania on Wednesday.
What part of Pennsylvania did you go to?
Actually, a place called Newtown.
Newtown?
Newtown.
Never got around to naming it.
Actually, it's one of the oldest towns in the area. It has many revolutionary buildings. In fact, I ate lunch in a revolutionary structure.
Oh, so they're being sarcastic.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah. George Washington slept there, you know, of course. He really got around, that guy, I tell you.
George Washington slept in our conference room, I hear.
I really admire the man. He, what a guy, I tell you.
Well, there's a highway in Suffolk called New Highway.
Yes, there is.
But George Washington
actually,
there's
a couple
there.
Of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That can be kind of confusing.
There's one in the Hop-Hog area, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's one down in the Lindenhurst area, right?
It's not the same one.
Right.
Interesting fact that we've revealed here.
Yes.
Oh,
which reminds me.
What's that?
We keep revealing things. We should charge.
We should.
So, weren't we going to start a new thing tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, we've been promoting this throughout the night. Brienne has been kind enough to tell the folks that...
Thank you, Brienne.
Yeah, thank you very much. Really.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, I mean, we can't express it in words.
So, let's not even bother to try
right,
and just
skip
get on
with it.
Yeah.
We are offering ourselves to solve any, well, not so much problem, but answer any question that
any
you might
question
have.
Any question you might come
yeah,
up with.
However trivial you think it might, I don't mean just trivia contest type questions. Those are silly.
Yeah, those are silly. No, real questions.
Real questions about real things that exist now. It could be anywhere. It could be here, could be there, could be, you know, in the other hemisphere or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ask us a question, and we'll do our best to solve it, to find out the answer. And for the first hour of the program tonight, we'll be taking...
Your questions.
Your questions at... Well, there go the phones already.
Yes, 516-246-7901
is our telephone number.
Yes.
Now, if you call us up, be prepared to ask your question to either us or one of our many receptionists.
Right.
If...
The place is crawling with receptionists.
My goodness. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then, about 1 o'clock, we'll pick one, maybe two of the best or most challenging of the questions.
And we'll make some phone calls and we'll find out the answer.
Yeah. Well, we won't stop till we find out the answer. So
that's
we
true.
Might be here for a couple of days.
So, give us a call at 516-246-7901. And you have something there?
Yes. In fact, this just came in on the boat.
WUSB is the island, and the island is commercial free. Keep your dial glued to 90.1 FM, commercial free, all year long.
Say, we normally don't give you all this hype stuff on USB, but do tune in. You might like it. WUSB, Stony Brook.
How did that
get in there?
I don't know. Somebody threw that in.
Just as a joke, I guess.
Commercial-free USB. Yeah.
Yeah, it rhymes.
It does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Once again, that question number is 516-246-7901, and we'll get to those questions after 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so throughout the first hour, if you know anybody who wants to find out something, well, as the first couple of questions come in, I guess we can give examples so people will have a better idea of what
you have
question.
A couple of them there, don't you?
I have one that someone gave me earlier, if I can. my page of all these. Okay, here we go. Here
just
we go.
As an example now, this is.
Okay. This is a good one. What is the official language of Chad?
Okay, that's that's the type of thing that we're asking you for. You know, just off the wall questions that will take some digging to find out the answers.
Yeah.
You know, don't ask how many BGs are there.
No.
You know.
We could just run into the back library and tell you that
right
away.
That's too easy.
Yeah.
No, that's too trivial, and it doesn't really matter to anybody.
We're here to...
But a question like that, that is important. What is the official language of Chad?
Well, the hell, I don't know that.
We'll see if we can find it out.
Okay, well, you know, if nobody calls up or something, we'll use that one. But I'm sure people out there can think of millions of things. I mean, there are millions of things. Billions, trillions.
Yeah.
Quadrillions.
I'd like to get away from this for a little while if we can. I have a little surprise for you.
So you've been saying throughout the week.
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared at this point as to just what the surprise might be. Last time you said there was a surprise for me. It turned out to be these...
Banana chips.
Grotesque things. Oh.
Oh, no, maybe those were the dried apples.
They were the cold, clammy things that you put in a paper bag, and you told me to put my hand in the paper bag and there would be a surprise for me. That certainly was, because I screamed in the air. I remember that. What are these things?
Remember the time you tried yogurt for the first time on the air?
Yeah, and, you know, I tried it once after that also on the air, and I don't think I've tried it since.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
What do you have, a whole factory full of yogurt?
No, I have something totally much, much better.
Totally much, much better.
It's a song. And I'd like you just... I'm going to turn your mic off right now.
Uh-oh.
So you can't say anything during the middle of it. Okay?
During the middle of it?
Something special about the middle? Even after... Well, now. Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Okay, I just hope this isn't insulting.
It's certainly not insulting.
Every minute, every day and night, and I just want you to know that whatever you do and wherever you go, remember someone loves you, honey. No matter what, just be my girl. Than anything in the world. I'm so glad that I'm the one that you come to when you need someone. That's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on, a port in a storm. Remember, someone loves you, honey. No matter what, I just want you to be my girl. In the world.
Well, how'd you like that, Eric? Eric?
Oh, Mike, I don't know. I don't know how you managed to find that. Where did you get that?
I found it in a record store, surprisingly enough.
The original version of Someone Loves You, Honey.
Yes, written and performed for us here by Charlie Pride. And it's, I tell you, it's... It was the hardest thing in the world, actually, to try to keep that a secret from you the whole week. I picked it up, I guess it was Tuesday.
Well, how is it hard to keep a secret? You just didn't show it to me. Well,
that's right.
What about that?
But I had such an urge. Hey, Eric, look what I found. I finally found it. It's Someone Loves You, Honey.
Wow, you had to buy the whole album, huh?
Yeah, I did. And boy, was I... I was really ripped off on this record.
Well, tell me some of the names of some of the other good songs on there.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I haven't really listened to the rest of it. But
I'm sure you
have. The price I had to pay for this, you know, records these days are just unbelievable.
No more social commentary now. Let's just stick to the song.
How about if we feature this as our album side tonight?
Oh my goodness!
Well, we'll think about it, I'm sure. There's a whole bunch of songs. And this is Charlie Pride's Greatest Hits, the album I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
I mean, we don't have that here?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, gee. And that was a hit?
Apparently, yeah.
So that song was around before.
How would June Lodge or Joe Gibbs or any of them have heard about it?
Oh, I don't know. You'd be surprised. Word travels in weird ways.
That's true.
These really obscure songs get turned into totally different versions by the most obscure people.
That's true. And it became a great big hit.
Hi there. This is J.C. Lodge. And whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB, Stony Brook.
Hey, and sometimes she drops by, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really nice when she dropped in. But anyway, on this album feature songs like She's Just an Old Love Turned Memory, and Where Do I Put Her Memory, and Missing You, and When I Stop Leaving, I'll Be Gone, and a bunch of other things. Never Been So Loved in All My Life. And just a whole bunch of good stuff here.
Wow. But, okay, we're going to hear the other version of...
Do you want to hear a June Lodge version?
Yeah.
Let's just play the album...
The album version is pretty chopped up, but I guess
it's short. Maybe later on, who knows, we'll play your 11-minute version. Or do you want to play the 11-minute version?
Not really. Yeah. I've heard that so many times.
So many times. So
we do have so many things to get. I've got my hate list to get to.
Do you want to get into... No, let's play...
June Lodge.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Every minute, every day and night.
J.C. Lodge, and whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB, Stony Brook.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
I just want you to be my guy.
I just want you to be my girl. More than anything in the world. Yow.
One time, Jaja, one time.
Well, I can't go into that part of it now. That's pretty good. I'm really impressed that you found the original of that song, Mike.
Charlie Pride, yes.
I saw it, when the album came out, I saw his name in the credits for the person who wrote the song.
Yes,
actually, I figured it had to be Charlie Pride.
Right.
I just couldn't picture him doing it, and now, well, I heard it. I still can't picture him doing it.
Yeah. Well, after listening to June Lodge for so long, you know, I wonder if he wrote any great Bob Marley hits or something like that, you know, or any Linton Kwesi Johnson poetry or something like that.
Garland Jeffrey. Yeah, I don't know. Could be. Could very well be.
But that's certainly made the program. And
that was
so
a surprise.
If that's what you're tuning in for, well, you can just go away because we don't have any more of that stuff left.
I must admit, that was a surprise.
You have your hate list.
I do have my hate list.
Now, what is this hate list all about?
Well, it's just stuff I've been coming up with, you know, going through day-to-day life, these things happen, and
mm-hmm.
you say, gosh, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I can't stand that. You know, if that happens one more time, I'm going to scream. You know, so when...
Do you ever scream, though? That's my question.
Well, I kind of... It's not really a... I don't know how you would describe it. It's just a strange kind of a sound, but...
Uh-huh.
We don't have to get into that now. The thing is, I've taken to writing it down every time something something like this happens.
Every time something ticks you off.
Yeah. So I figure that way, at least, maybe I can relate to other people who feel the same way. Maybe together we can do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we can.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's go over.
I'm sure you've got a hate list, too, somewhere.
Well, I'll have to start compiling.
In the depths of your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that's been happening the last couple of days. I watched a lot of late-night television. I mean, really late-night television. Later than this, even.
Uh-huh.
By a few hours.
Yeah, you just watch Test Patterns, I know.
No, I don't go that far. But,
oh.
You know, I watch repeats of once popular TV shows.
Like Hazel?
No, well, actually, sometimes I do stay up late enough for that, but that's a real rare occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually when that happens, I'll stay right through whatever comes on at 6 o'clock. Sunrise semester, summer semester, what do they call that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still on, even?
Something, I'm not too sure.
Okay, this is what I hate. Watching Channel 4 at about 3 in the morning and seeing absolutely nothing but promos for Phil Donahue and News 4 New York. All the time. It really drives me crazy. The other day, they did two in a row for the same thing. All I ever see is profiles of Chuck Scarborough and all the friends at News Center 4 and Phil Donahue, what a great person he is, how he's going to live in the annals of society and all that kind of stuff, his philosophy on life. I'd come to see you if you had a talk show.
I often wondered about the origin of that word.
Yeah, well... I just, you know, I have nothing really against Phil Donahue, but when he comes at you in excess of four times within a half hour, you know, it's about enough to drive you totally nuts.
Do they promo him during his own show?
Probably they do, but, you know.
Why don't we promo ourselves? First of all, we haven't even introduced ourselves.
Well, I'm not finished with this yet.
Okay.
I mean, you know, well, there's one thing that gets me even madder than not...
That's getting your microphone turned off. You can't talk now.
That's for sure. No. Another thing about late-night television. You see all the PSAs about alcoholism and drugs and broken homes and all that kind of thing. You see them all then.
That's true. How come you never see them during the day when people would actually watch?
Yeah, you never see them then. And you always see the same ones over and over and over again. Repeated every 15 minutes. It's really kind of silly.
Yeah.
The thing is,
actually,
TV stations have to have a certain amount of PSAs on. It doesn't say when they have to air them,
that's
though.
That's true. During the day, you can see them on stations like Channel 67.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But we don't have to explain the reason for that.
No, I don't think so. What's next on your list?
Okay, the other thing I can't stand. Well, one of the other things I can't stand. Is people who obey broken traffic lights. Did you ever have that happen to you?
You know, that's very topical that you should mention that, because coming here tonight, the light was stuck yellow. So I figured, well...
What does that mean? You're in a state of perpetual slowing down? Or speeding up to get through a light?
That could be, too. But, no, actually, I went all the way... I went through it. I saw that it was stuck. And when I went through it, I wasn't even going to mention this. I figured it was so petty, we wouldn't even mention the broken stoplight out in front of the main entrance, the north entrance here.
Uh-huh.
And
which has been broken before many times.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely, But I drove right through it, and when I looked in my rearview mirror, it had been yellow, and then I looked again, and it was red. So I'd hate to be the people sitting behind the people who directly stopped in front of the light, you know.
What are these people doing? Can't they see that the light is broken just like you, you know?
I saw that same light the other day. It was red, and then it turned yellow.
Oh, really?
It turned red again.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which I couldn't understand for the life of me.
Hmm.
Oh, but no, I was referring to people who, a light is stuck red or something, and they just sit there. In fact, this happened to me once.
Or one that is completely off.
Going down one of our fine county roads. Well, you can't obey one that's off. Mm. You really can't, even if you try. But these people were, it was a main road. They were sitting in front of a red light, and after about 5 minutes, I said, hey, this thing I don't think is going to turn green in my lifetime, so I'm just going to look cautiously from side to side. If no one's coming, I'm going to creep through it and keep going on my way. I went home and got some things and came back here, and I had to go by the same intersection. Those people were still there. Yep, they were still there. Waiting for the light to turn.
Just in the suspended animation there, huh?
The thing is, it's typical of a type of mentality. You know, there are rules, and we must obey the rules.
Yeah.
You know, and there's absolutely no two ways about that. The rules might not make any sense. They might be broken rules. You know, it could be all sorts of crazy things. And the final thing I want to point to now, on my hate list...
So you only have four things?
Well, no. We'll come back for another segment of this later, I guess. The other thing I can't stand are political stickers that stay up for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
On stop signs, on route signs, directional signs, traffic lights,
even on
trees.
Even on bumpers.
Bumpers. Well,
I saw one
for
Nixon
with your bumper.
Day.
You did?
Yeah.
Nixon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I kid you not.
That car is probably worth something.
Could be.
No, but I'm talking about, you know, maybe we can do something about that by simply having a forum and naming all the people who keep their stickers up. Do you know how many, do you know of any offhand, any names offhand that you've seen stuck up
for
years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gene Girard. He's been up for a couple of years.
Gene Girard? Okay.
That's right. The only reason I remember that is because somebody had placed that over a USB sticker that somebody had placed on a yield sign.
I see. No one took either one off.
Mm.
How about Harold Malkmus?
Oh, well, he's always running, though, isn't he?
Okay. So he keeps the sign up all 4 years and he has to put it up again.
Yeah.
I don't see too many presidential ones or gubernatorial.
I saw one, Flush Klein in 79.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, most of them are local. Some are even school board elections.
Yeah.
You know,
Dump Randolph.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of a negative one.
Yeah, so is Flush Klein.
But, no, folks, if you see the stickers up there on various objects, call us up and we'll announce them. And
yeah.
We'll make people feel like mud who put them up there.
Yeah.
And you know who to vote for next November. People who don't leave their signs up.
Only on that basis will you know how to vote.
Well, it's an indication, you know.
Yeah, you got to be an educated voter. That's for damn sure.
It beats looking at someone's haircut or something. You know? I guess it's what people judge
that's true.
Politicians on.
Yeah.
Well, that's my hate list for now. I've got a couple more things, but...
why don't we introduce ourselves?
Okay, you're Mike Uhas.
You're Eric Corley.
Yeah, this is The Voice.
Of Long Island. On WUSB.
Stony Brook.
11794
is for some reason.
That's right. If you want to write to us, we do accept your letters. We won't accept collect letters, nor will we accept collect phone calls at 516-24-6-7901.
And call us up. Keep those calls coming in for questions you want us to solve. Starting at 1 o'clock, we'll be doing that.
We'll be getting to the questions starting about 1 o'clock. We have
We've got a whole bunch of questions.
We even have a Bunky and Spunky coming up in
a
little while.
Got a special guest, I think, in a little while.
Oh, yeah. When is he going to be coming in?
About 10 minutes or so, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite songs that's in the news section here, I think you have a liking to of it yourself. It's A Horse Named Bill.
So do you think we should play it or what?
Didn't we play that last week?
Well, if we did, it's too bad because we're going to play it again because it's the only thing that's queued up.
No, I don't think we did play it last week. In fact, you played it on your show last week.
Did I? I didn't play it this week, I know. But give us a call at 516-24-679-01. And we'll take your questions, and we will give you answers later on.
I had a horse, and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away, he ran away. And also I ran with him. You can sing it with me. I had a horse, and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away, and also I ran with him. Now my horse Bill found a grocery store. He ate some food and then he ate some more. He ate
soybeans
and
biscuits
and
apples
and
spaghetti.
Now my horse Bill, he ate some more. He stayed all night in that grocery store. He ate
rice
and
carrots
and
chocolate
and
celery.
Now my horse Bill saw a circus tent. He lifted up the flap and under he went. Who saw?
The mayor.
The mayor and
clowns
and
elephants
and
acrobats.
Now my horse Bill got into a race. The very next thing he was up in space. He saw
stars
and
the Big Dipper
and
flying saucers
and
asteroids.
Now my horse Bill, he was no fool. One day he went to school. He saw
shoes
and
waste paper baskets
and
teachers
and
chalk.
Now, if you'd like to sing this song, open your mouth and sing along. Sing high, sing low, sing squeaky, sing together.
I had a horse and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away, and also I ran with him.
Thank you. Pinky! You know, some of you kids are going to grow up to be big-time comedy writers. So as old hands in the business, here are some handy tips.
First off, don't go around ripping off other folks' jokes, because it's not nice, and nobody likes a plagiarist.
Yeah, like we could have come on the air here doing a whole routine about being sarcastic, even if it did go over your heads.
Or we could be
two wild and crazy guys.
But we wouldn't stoop that low.
Some people would even go for the cheap laughs with Nanu Nanu, but not us.
No siree, you won't catch us complaining about how we don't get any respect.
And we'd be the last ones to play at being coneheads.
We come from Remulot, a small town in France.
So remember, kids, never plagiarize, because even comedy writers
don't play with blasting caps.
Thank you.
Are we on? Oh, we're speaking with Anthony Martindale today. He's from the Duluth School of Broadcasting, and we here at the radio station are quite honored to have a guest of Mr. Martindale's caliber in here to speak with us because, well, we have quite a few questions about just what the radio scene is like out in the rest of the country. Mr. Martindale has written a book called The Evils of the Two P's, Payola and Plugola, and I imagine that's what we'll be talking about most tonight. Mr. Martindale, welcome to the studios.
Why, thank you.
Now, perhaps we should start off by finding out just what are your qualifications for writing a book on Payola and Plugola?
Yes, before I go into my qualifications, let me just mention that the book was just recently published by Foxhound Press, and you can find it at your local store. Oh, my qualifications. I have served on the ethics committee at the Duluth School of Broadcasting.
Oh.
And so my colleagues look at me as being a veritable storehouse of information with regard to legal things and that sort of thing.
Well, that's good. Now,
thank you.
The question I have, and I guess a lot of our listeners, they hear these two words,
payola and plugola.
Yeah. Now,
what's the difference?
What's the difference, yeah.
Well, quite simply, payola is where a DJ or anybody in the radio station, let's say, could be the general manager. It could be the DJ. It could be the program director.
Uh-huh.
It could even be the high school girl that comes in after school to clean up.
Anyone who's on the air.
Anyone who's on the staff.
On the staff.
Of the radio station will actually take a bribe, as it were. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be drugs. It could even be rock and roll for airplay of some, just like a record, a brand new record. Like, for instance, there's a station not too far from Duluth, where the program director decided, well, he was going to give heavy airplay to the new Moose album. And not only that, but actually give away tickets to see Moose
uh-huh.
in concert. And any number of promotional items, Moose t-shirts, Moose bumper stickers, the list was endless. And it turns out that this man was accepting quite a big... contribution from the record company of this Moose group, whatever they were.
I see. Now, what would
now that's an example of payola.
That's payola. What's
payola?
Plugola?
Payola is plugola. Well, there's two different definitions of plugola. First, this is the definition that's tending to fall out of favor. Plugola used to be known as where a DJ would actually just plug a certain person, a certain group, musically, and not receive anything in return. This is DJs were terribly stupid in that regard.
Uh-huh.
They didn't receive anything in return. The other form of plugola, as it's being widely known as today, is where a announcer will actually plug a particular establishment, say, be it a food establishment or eating or a drinking establishment or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I was to walk in here and say, hey, I just bought a new car down at, say, Joe's Mazda on the corner of Route 112 and 24.
Uh-huh.
I liked it because I had such a great time down there with all the salesmen, and even the service staff were very friendly. They were joking around with me, and it wasn't an uncomfortable experience buying a new car.
So that would be an example of plugola, then.
Yes, if I was to say something like that on the air.
I mm-hmm. see.
Yes,
and the same thing could apply to say a restaurant or something.
Absolutely. Now, if I was to say I enjoy eating at Augustinaccio's Italian restaurant down the street, I for instance, if I was to walk in the station and after say a Billy Joel tune like Scenes from Italian Restaurant, you know, mm-hmm. I could say something like, yeah, you know, I go down to Augustinaccio's down on a corner every once in a while, and they feed me with all this this pasta, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I
that could be conceivably a case of plugola.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, because it especially strikes home because in this, I don't know if you knew it, in this neighborhood, we do have an Augusto Nachos. It's funny, kind of a coincidence, I guess, but I can see how somebody saying that would obviously be referring to that place and would probably be getting something.
That person would be under heavy suspicion if you were somebody who was looking for these things, you know.
Now, can you give an example of something perhaps a bit more serious in this field?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Sex and drugs are by far petty for many people out in the scams. For instance, there's a swimming pool manufacturer nearby who I had my swimming pool installed by, in fact, it was called the Lakeland Swimming Pool Company of Bohemia, I think it was, and they did actually a wonderful job for me.
I see what you're doing. You're actually giving me an example of payola, and if I was the station manager or something, I should catch it like that.
Well, if I was to go and actually say that, yes, it could be conceivable. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting though that you're picking real places that exist. I guess that just brings the realism out a little bit more.
Yes, it does. I try to be real when I go out on the college circuit lecturing. You know.
Well, that's quite commendable. I have to notice at this point that, well, for a DJ, you seem to be doing quite well. Now, I suppose your lecture circuit and your book help out quite a bit.
Yes, that is a sizable chunk of my income. Yes, and DJing is yet another sizable chunk.
I don't suppose there's any payola going on in your life.
I hope you mean that in jest.
Of course, there's a big grin on my face.
Yes. Hmm. Incidentally, the book is out on Foxhound Press. I'd like you to pick it up and read it. I'm sure you can find it in a chain of stores such as Waldo's. That's a particularly large chain.
Oh, and
they carry all the books that anybody would ever want.
And you're giving us another example of payola. Well, I want to thank you very much, Mr. Martindale, for pointing out what payola and plugola and all that kind
of
stuff is.
Well, Eric, it's certainly my pleasure.
How we can keep it from our airwaves.
Thank you very much for having me on your program here tonight. It's a very nice little program you have, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak out, you know. And by the way, that's a nice wardrobe you're wearing. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I happened to pick this up at the local branch of Adrian's department stores. I'm quite happy with it. But I see. Yes. Now I'm...
See, now we all tend to give a little plug to everybody, you know what I mean?
I understand.
Even in our sleep, we do.
Very easily this could this could spread and could be seen as a corrupting force. Well, thank you for pointing this out, and thanks go to your publishers and
everyone. Yes, publishers, and you can find that book in Waldo's.
Yeah. Everyone over at the Duluth School of Broadcasting, I want to thank the Transnational Limousine Company for bringing you over here.
Oh, okay,
and,
yes.
With their toll-free number and all that.
They were very good good people there. I like the drivers.
Yeah?
I never had so much fun in a limousine, but this Transnational Limousine was just so much fun, and plus... I don't know. Maybe they just hire people to sit in the limousine with you. They might be real people, but I don't know where they come up with such nice people. It was just an excellent experience coming back from the plane. By the way, did I mention that I flew in from Duluth on Flight King's twin DC-9s?
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, that must have been quite a pleasure, almost as much of a pleasure as
you know,
I had the other day riding on the municipal bus system.
Did you know that
can be reached 24 hours a day?
Did you know that McDonnell Douglas is the manufacturer of DC-9s? And they are a good manufacturer of airplanes, if you ask me.
Speaking of airplanes, did you see that deal they were having down at the local McDougal's restaurant? If you buy a platter of potato chips and all that, you get a free model airplane. I think that's a really fine deal. And
that free model comes to you, by the way, from the Champaign-Urbana Model Company in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, and of course, you know...
Goodbye, my love, I hate to see you go. You never know how much I care, but darling, just in around somewhere, sweetheart. You'll never know how much I care. If your new love proves untrue, love, I'll be waiting here for you, love. I'll be around somewhere.
From Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. At this point, it's just about 12:59 on WUSB Stony Brook. A couple of minutes from now, we're going to go into some of your questions. You still have time to get your questions in. We just keep receiving receptionists here. So now there's several people sitting out in the lobby there waiting to take your telephone call at 516-246-7901. They'll write down your question, and we'll see if we can't get to them in just a few minutes. So stay tuned and call up with your questions to the voice of Long Island.
Don't want to know about the usual thing. I never bother with the usual thing. And I don't want to shout, want to try, want to feel alive. Do whatever I want to do. Just forget about the usual thing. I never bother with the usual thing. And if I didn't think you would live without that too, I just wouldn't bother with you. Oh, I just wouldn't bother with you. I wanna take you with me. I'll do most anything that you want to. When we go out together, we must run wild, but first I wanted you. Oh, I never bother with the usual thing. Don't wanna know about the usual thing. And I only wanna shout, wanna shout, wanna feel alive. Do whatever I wanna do. Just forget about the usual thing. I never bother with the usual thing. And if I didn't think you were a little bit out there too, I just wouldn't bother with you. Oh, I just wouldn't bother with you. I just don't want to lose my energy. And that's why I keep on trying. But you only be true to what's inside of me. Oh, I never bother with the usual thing. Don't want to know about the usual thing. And I only want to shout, want to shout, want to feel alive. Do whatever I want to do. But just forget about the usual thing. I don't wanna know about the usual thing. And if I didn't think you were a little bit out there too, I just wouldn't bother with you. No, I just wouldn't bother with you. I never bother with the usual
just wouldn't bother with you. Oh, I just wouldn't bother with you. I said I just wouldn't bother with you.
And we're still taking a couple of more calls, just in case you're at all interested and you want to get in on the phone, on the phone. Yeah, no, Eric, you want to get on here?
Yeah. Well, I just want to, in case people are thinking whether or not their questions are suitable for us, just give you an idea of some of the questions we've gotten. What is the speed limit of Brazil? That's a good question. We consider that one fairly well. Well phrased. Another one that's interesting.
Why is grass green?
Yeah, why is grass green? That's a good one.
Why don't you get down closer to your microphone?
Okay, these are things that we will be. Well, we'll pick one. We'll pick the most challenging one. There's still time for you to submit a winner, and we'll answer the question throughout the next hour.
516-246-7901. And the voice of Long Island. Bye.
WUSB is the island, and the island is commercial free. Keep your dial glued to 90.1 FM, commercial free, all year long.
Say, we normally don't give you all this hype stuff on USB, but do tune in. You might like it. WUSB, Stony Brook.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
We are WUSB, Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island's non-commercial.
Alternative.
Yeah. 10 minutes after 1 o'clock, and, well, we've sort of raked our way through all the questions and found a good one.
Yes.
I'll ask you some of the runner-ups, some we may even get to in coming weeks. For instance, when is W a vowel?
Is it?
Yeah, you know, in elementary school, I remember this being taught. The vowels, it's A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. And there was one crazy teacher I had who also said sometimes W.
You see, I never knew that.
I never in my life found a word that had a W in it that was a vowel.
Hmm.
But,
Aha!
What?
W-U-S-B.
Oh, come on.
I guess not.
No.
It was worth a try, though, huh?
When is W a vowel? That's something we might work on. Another one, this is kind of a general one, but we've mentioned this before, why is grass green?
Right.
And also, how does gravity work?
Uh-huh.
That's something we could look into.
Is the winner on this list here?
Ah, I think so.
It's been a long time since we've played the body falling downstairs card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been. Probably will be a longer time. Okay, you have the winner there in your hands.
Which one? Okay.
What is the winning question that we are going to tackle and find the answer to if it takes us all night long?
How much does it cost for a bus with 43 passengers to go over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge westbound?
Okay. All right.
Thanks to J.P. from Deer Park for that question.
J.P. from Deer Park?
J.P.
Okay. Thank you, J.P. Let's think about this now. We've got a telephone here.
All right.
Who should we call up to find out the answer to that question?
The Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority.
Okay. Wasn't that once... Yeah, I saw that done on a TV news program once where they left out a key word.
Oh,
what was
yeah,
that key word they left out?
The and.
So what did they end up saying on television?
Now, wait a minute. Triborough Bridge...
No, they left out bridge, so they said Triborough and Tunnel
That's
Authority.
What they said, right. You saw that too, huh?
No, I heard about it.
I think I was the one who told you about it.
Yeah, it was a local TV station that had a...
Triborough and Tunnel Authority. That's right. That was it was a news, yes. A local news show. I heard
Very
about.
Local.
Yes. Triborough and Tunnel Authority.
Not as local as we would like, but...
yeah.
Okay, I'm in the T's now, looking this up.
Still checking.
Hey, look what I found. Trinidad.
Trinidad and Tobago?
No, these are people whose last names are Trinidad.
Are there any tripods while you're there?
Okay, let me look this up. This would get kind of distracting.
Yes, it could.
Let's see.
I always get distracted when I go to the phone book.
Triplet with two T's, triple X. Tripod Publishing.
Aha!
There are a couple of tripodies, and there's a triple E, but no tripods.
Tripods.
No, sorry, not this time. But
oh, well.
Somewhere there must be tripods. Okay, let's not get discouraged here. Or distracted, actually, is the word I was trying to think of.
Triborough.
Triborough. That's T-R-I-B.
B.
Okay.
Trib.
Ah, here we go. Triborough. Oh, boy. See Triborough, two words. Triborough with a dash, or Triborough spelled differently. And one of them is right underneath here. Okay, here we go. All right. Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority. General offices are on Randall's Island. For general information...
Why do they have them in the middle of the drink?
I don't know. We could ask them that, too, I guess. General information, Controllers Division, Engineering Division, Insurance Division, Legal Division, Operation Division, Personnel Division, Ticket and Token Sales, Bronx Whitestone Bridge, Henry Hudson Bridge, Throgs Neck Bridge.
Huh.
Now, first of all,
Now, this is going to sound kind of stupid, but where exactly is the Verrazano Narrows Bridge?
It's right in the Verrazano Narrows.
Which is where?
Between Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Okay, that's
much, right. Much, much further south
what's
of
the one
Statue of Liberty.
What's the one a little bit upstate?
The one a little bit upstate? The Tappan Zee Bridge?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're thinking
yeah,
of?
Yeah, that's the one. Why do I always get them confused?
Because they begin with T. No, they don't.
Because they sound funny, that's why. They have two
Tappan
words.
Tappan Zee, Verrazano Narrows.
Okay, well, we'll get into that some other night, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so are these the right people to call up, then?
General information.
General information. Okay, I'm going to need somebody to hang up that line in there.
Oh, Steve, could you be a pal and just hang that line up?
Yeah. And that way we can let our call go through. So we're going to be calling up general information, the general offices on Randall's Island, Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority. The question, once again, for those who may have just tuned in,
is... How much does it cost for a bus with 43 passengers to go over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, westbound?
Okay, 43 passengers. That doesn't include the driver.
No, it does not include the driver.
Okay, let me get right to this.
So turn down your volume, and in case you're wondering what that noise in the background is, it's a soundtrack from the motion picture Eraserhead. Right here in the voice of Long Island. And now Eric is dialing for answers. You asked for it. Well, that's the name of a television program or something like that, isn't it?
Well, here we go. I think we'll get this answer in record time.
As if the phone ever rings there.
Takes a while for a connection sometimes. Sometimes quite a while. Ah.
Sounds impressive. Wonder if there's going to be anybody there tonight.
Are you going to do the talking?
No, you are.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
sir. We need some information on a fare across the bridge. We need to know how much it is for a bus with 43 passengers across the tap... Which bridge is it again?
No, the Verrazano Narrows.
The Verrazano Narrows Bridge, westbound. How much would that be?
How many axles are in the bus?
Excuse me?
How many axles on the bus?
Oh, two axles.
Two?
Yes.
$2.50.
Say that one more time.
$2.50.
Thank you very much. Good night. Well, I'm busting my buttons. We found the answer to that question so fast.
Yeah, we certainly did. So what are we going to do now?
Well, we should just sort of, you know... gloat for a couple of minutes anyway. Do you want to go to one of the other questions?
Okay. What is the official language of Chad?
The official language of Chad.
Look up Chad.
Look up Chad?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in the telephone book. Maybe there's something in New York. Okay. Let's check this out.
You should write this down. So there you go, JB, JP of Deer Park. It was $2.50.
But a two-axle bus. Now, how many axles can a bus have?
Three.
So do you think it would be more expensive for a three-axle bus?
Yes.
He was right there with the answer. I have to hand it to him. Hey, we got Chad Limousine Incorporated. Oh, Chad Mission to the United Nations.
That's the one.
But you don't want to call them this time of night.
Why not?
Yes, you do. We do?
Yes,
will you
do
the talking this time?
Well, I don't want to wake them up if you put it that way.
But you want me to wake them up.
Sure. You're the one who's sitting by the phone.
Not if I move the phone over here.
You can't move it all the way over here.
And yank it out of the wall and throw it at you.
Yeah, but then it won't do any good.
Look, either we call the Chad Mission to the United Nations in New York, or we call up Chad and ask them right there and then.
We have to call up Chad.
Okay. I figured, whoops, you do this the rational way. Now, why don't we kill two birds with one stone and try to find Oscar's All-Night Kosher Deli and Chad and at the same time ask them what language they speak? Okay.
What is the capital of Chad?
Morning, Mr. from Brazil. May I help you?
Yes, operator. We need information overseas in Africa. This is for Chad.
Sure. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
We've had this gentleman before.
We have. I guess it's the odds catch up to us after a while.
One moment, please.
Thank you. He hasn't said you're welcome yet. Have you noticed that?
Must be a bad night for him.
May I help you, please?
Yes, can I have the international PSPS routing to Chad in Africa?
They're chattering rather loudly, aren't they? Chattering? Yeah. Chattering?
160+235.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, I have to give you the international operator.
Okay, fine.
All right. I'll
thank you.
Connect you down.
Still in the
international 222, can I help you?
Yes, international. We're trying to get information for the country Chad in Africa.
One moment.
Thank you. She hasn't said it either. Can you believe it?
It must be a rough night for her.
Okay, well, you cannot get a number. They have service periods, okay?
So we can't get to them right now? We can't get to them right now. Is that the idea?
No, right. You can book your call, and I can have an operator call you back at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock
service
in the morning.
Service period from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m.
That's the only time, huh?
That's the only time. Then on Sundays, it's from 1 a.m. in the morning till 11 a.m.
And it stops,
and then it goes back to 3 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay, we're probably going to have to try it again on Sunday morning then, operator.
Okay, then you can call ahead of time and book it.
Okay, we'll probably do that then.
Even a call to information.
Right.
I see. Okay, well, thanks for trying anyway.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, now what do we do?
I guess we have to call up the UN Embassy.
UN Embassy.
Yeah.
I feel guilty doing this, but I guess, you know, it is a country, you know.
That's true, and we could be citizens in need.
We could find this out just by looking at an almanac.
Do we have an almanac?
I don't think we do, though. That's the problem. That's one thing the station has never had is an almanac.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call the Chad mission to the United Nations. They're on 211 East 43rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be waking them up.
If they're asleep, they could be out at an all-night charity ball.
For Chad, okay, fine. All right, let me dial up the number.
Dialing for languages this time. This is so much fun. And, I guess we can't find Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Chad. We're still looking to find Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. If you have any suggestions as to where its whereabouts might be, why, feel free to give us a call and our receptionist will answer the phone if she doesn't go out on strike.
Yeah, our number is 246-7901. Yeah.
In stereo, yeah.
Hey. 1:22 in the morning. And we're ringing the Chad mission to the United Nations to find out what their language is. Here we go.
It's ringing, he said with a question.
I do feel guilty doing this. Well, they wouldn't sleep there, would they?
Beats me. Sage just probably might not be there.
It's taking an awful long time to get to the phone.
They could be saying something like, Fonsky is ring?
They don't speak that way in Chad. That's the whole thing we're trying to solve, is what they do speak. What if we used somebody else's resources? If we called up, say, a friendly operator and asked her, could you help us find out what language they speak in Chad?
Do you think that would work?
With some operators, it would.
Why don't you call up, say, the local newspaper and ask them for their library? They would know.
That might be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to turn up the music a little bit while we call up that number.
Okay.
And as soon as we get connected, we will come back.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have some answers.
Well, why don't you just try it now?
I will do that.
Okay.
Well, we're going to try, we tried the newspaper. Of course, the newspaper, they were closed. That's what happens when you try calling locally. Instead, we're going to try a television station. I beg your pardon, what are you trying to say to me?
It would appear to be ringing.
Rang pretty fast, too.
This is a recording. The administrative offices of Channel 21 WLIW are closed. At the tone, please leave your name, telephone number, and short message. We will return your call. Thank you for telephoning WLIW Channel 21.
Go ahead. Actually, we had a question that we could have asked you just now, but since you're not there, it's not important. We were looking to find out what the official language of Chad is, but we'll get back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, with that out of the way, all right, who would know something like this?
Who would?
Well, our listeners would, obviously, but that's cheating.
Why don't we do that?
No, it is cheating.
Okay, it's cheating, but we would find out the answer.
You said we'd find out for our listeners, not from our listeners. There's a difference.
Well, you said we could use any resource necessary, no?
I don't think we've... Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
There are radio stations that are open.
Brainstorm.
Radio stations and TV stations that are open.
Oh?
There's a 24-hour news organization somewhere in this country.
A good idea.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. All right. Well, you start dialing. Why don't you try... that one there.
Okay.
And,
yeah, okay, I'll try that right now.
You have their number, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Engraved in my head.
Yes.
You keep babbling while I dial.
Babble, babble, babble. Looking for the official language of Chad.
I had an operation.
Your number's still ringing in New York. I forgot to hang it up.
I forgot to hang up that number in New York, and the Chad Embassy is still ringing.
Gosh.
All this time.
Well, why don't you hang it up and...
It must be about 45 rings.
Oh, it must be more than that by now. What is it? It's a ring every 6 seconds or something like that. I don't know. I'm surprised we just didn't get feedback just then. But we're having so much fun, and we hope you're enjoying yourselves on this fine, fine Saturday morning. 23 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook, 77 Fahrenheit.
I think I can say without any doubt that the people in Chad are not there.
73 Fahrenheit.
Why don't you talk this time?
Okay.
Because I always talk to these people when our machine breaks down.
Okay. What should I ask for?
Use your brains.
Okay. Yes, good morning. We have a question. We're WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. We have to find out the official language of Chad. Is anybody there? Do you think anybody there would be able to help us?
Just a moment.
Thank you.
You're a broadcaster?
Yes, we are.
You're a member station?
Yes, we are.
Hold on, please.
Thank you. You don't think we'd call her up just to hassle her like this? Do you?
Sure we would.
Of course. Absolutely.
That makes a difference.
Yes, hi, this is WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York calling. We're wondering if you might know the official language of Chad.
You and Mary have children.
Official language of Chad?
Yes.
I don't know, but I'll tell you who it's called. There's a place here in New York called the Forest that they handle more. They might know, they understand a better translation than me do. So let me just transfer your call over there.
Okay, thank you.
In the event that we should get disconnected, their number is 621-1663.
Okay.
I'll just run you down.
Okay, thank you.
That's very nice.
This is happening live on USB.
Foreign Dispatch.
Yes, hi. This is WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York on the line here. We have a question perhaps you might be able to answer for us. We're looking for the official language of Chad.
The official language of Chad?
Yes, we are.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Sounds like he thinks that's a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've got AP working on it now. In case folks are wondering, we have the soundtrack to Eraserhead underneath us. We'll explain that later.
We will? I think there's no way we can explain Eraserhead.
We'll just be silent then.
Okay.
And we've got the tripods coming up, too. They're coming up in a matter of minutes.
Very soon.
A good episode tonight.
Oh, yes.
Do you think we'll be able to get to this last question on the list?
Possibly.
Okay. I don't think we have to book calls to there. I think we can get through straight away.
Who's that little creature calling? Cute little thing.
Bum, 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 bum.
You heard the lady. This is great.
Great soundtrack music. Bum, bum, bum. Hope you're
hello.
Listening. Yes, hello, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, we're still here.
The official language is French, but there are more than 100 dialects.
Oh, really?
Are French?
The official language is French, but no, there are more than 100 local dialects.
I see.
What kind of languages are they related to?
Well, Arabic dialects are spoken in the south.
Uh-huh. I see. You know how long...
And there are other native African dialects spoken elsewhere.
Uh-huh. But the official language is French. I don't think you can hear me. The official language is French, right?
Yes.
Do you expect that's spoken by the majority of the people, or is it just there on paper?
I would think that most people know French.
I see.
But they also speak their own local dialect.
Okay. Well... Thank you very much, sir. You've been really a big help to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, gosh, I'm really proud now. We solved two questions in a row like that.
That's true.
Under half an hour, you know?
That's true. Well, why don't we get into some music or something?
We've got to break for the tripod.
We have to break for the tripod.
And maybe we'll have another question we can answer.
That's true. And the voice
of Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
Radio Free Long Island, without a sponsor and sinking fast, humbly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families, and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week, we join Pop as he sails off to sea, away to war in the armed forces. And as we look in, we hear Pop.
Oh boy, I can't believe it. I'm actually a captain in the United States Armed Forces. I have to hear it one more time. Hey, you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. What's my name?
Why, you're Captain Tripod, sir.
Oh, diggity, I like the sound of that. Oh, this is like a dream come true. I wonder what Howard and Kathy would have to say if they saw me now. And they thought I shouldn't go ahead and enlist. Why, if it wasn't for my ambition, I'd still be in Stony Haven staring at the walls instead of where I am now. On the high seas. Oh, the adventure, the thrill.
Captain Tripod?
Yes, what is it, lowly-ranking sailor?
We're just about ready to raise the anchor and get started. We're awaiting your command.
Ho, ho! Awaiting my command. I love the sound of this. Well, you've got my command, soldiers. Fire away! No, I didn't mean it that way. Knock it off! Stop firing! My goodness, you just shot up an American harbor! And a friendly one at that!
We're waiting your order, Captain Tripod.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Start up the engines and let's get moving. Hey, sailor, do you know how to get to Trinidad and Tobago from here? Because I sure as tarnation don't know how.
Well, we'll have to set a course, Captain.
Well, go on and do that then. I want to see some action.
Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right away, sir.
Okay. Oh, I can hardly wait. I have the feeling this war is going to be worth waiting for. In a couple of days, there'll be bombs and rockets and torpedoes and...
Captain Tripod!
Yes, what is it, soldier?
I'm afraid there might be a small delay, sir. It seems the anchor is stuck.
What? What do you mean it's stuck?
That means it won't move, sir.
Oh, good, found it. Make it move.
Well, we're trying, Captain, but it might take a while before we dislodge it. It's caught betwixt a couple of rocks.
Rocks? Rocks? We're being delayed by a couple of rocks?
It shouldn't take too long to fix, Captain, but maybe an hour or two tops, you know?
Step aside. I'll take care of this.
Yeah, yes, sir. By the way, sir.
Okay, where's that Swiss Army knife of yours?
Right over there, sir.
Oh, all right. Now, if that blasted anchor doesn't want to come back onto the ship, then I'll make sure it doesn't have to. There! Now, let's stop standing around. Get moving.
Captain Tripod.
Come on, you pumpkin heads. Get the lead out.
Oh, you just cut the rope on our only anchor, sir.
Who needs those stupid anchors anyway? We can manage fine without one.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, Captain.
Oh, I love the feeling of power. I can make these people do anything I want. You there! Let's see you take a dive into this polluted harbor.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was good. You there! I want to hear you sneeze, and I want to hear you cough. Oh, this is great. What else can I make him do? Oh, I've got it. You, the big fellow over there, sing me a song.
Oh, sure thing, Captain.
For this fair land of freedom, I do not care at all. A man I feel against it, my only wish with one. And I don't want no pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the Freedmen's Bureau in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his rags and fuss. The lion thieving Yankees, I hate some worse and worse. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious Union.
Hey, he fell right through the floor.
This ship isn't put together all that well, Captain.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention it, but there's a leak on the other side of the boat.
You think that's bad? Somebody swiped all of our lifesavers.
What's wrong with you people? We haven't even got down to the harbor yet.
And so Pop begins to flex his muscles as captain and gets to know some of his fellow seamen a little bit better. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Pop say...
Abandon ship!
That's next time on the exciting adventures of the Tripod family. That is, if there is a next time, if we find a sponsor. Until then, though, this is Don Topeka for Radio Free Long Island. To hell with the Three Village Tobacco Farm. Well, I meant it.
Now, bring us up.
Okay. All right. Enough of that.
Okay. Gosh.
Well, folks, you heard Don Topeka yourself.
He's in some dire straits there, it sounds like. They're looking for a new underwriter for the Tripod family, apparently.
Desperately. I don't know how they're putting it out without an underwriter.
Perhaps there's just, who knows, some residual pocket lining money left.
I'll tell you, the Three Village Tobacco Forums just skipped town. You won't find them anywhere anymore.
That's true.
Just gone like that.
We can call up their number, and you'll hear it was disconnected, but you've heard that on this show before, so what's the sense?
Yeah, it goes, do-do-do.
The number you have reached
has not been paid for, or something like that.
Yeah.
Some crazy thing.
I definitely like how it goes, do-do-do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
In fact, you do it better. Why don't you give us a full-fledged one? Do-do-do. Very good, Mike. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. We just heard from Luigi Bucciarini. From an album called Stabat Mater, Complete, Opus 61.
Mm-hmm.
We heard Cujus Animan, and my apologies to all people who know how to pronounce this correctly. this album just came in. It's on, what kind of record company is this? Summit Stereo Records out of New York City.
Uh-huh.
Came from CMS Records, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, well, we play all sorts of things here in The Voice. In fact, we've got albums like coming up at 2 o'clock.
Do you know what it's going to be?
No, I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. And
is it going to be Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's leave it up to our listeners one more time.
Okay.
Also, let's get another question. If someone can call up another question.
Well, no.
What?
They should call up next week for next week's question.
Okay.
I think we've got plenty of questions this week.
Oh, you want to go for it? We have fun.
Yeah, because we don't have all that much time.
But you can call up and leave questions for next week, and we'll get to them next week.
Right. Or better yet, call us next week with questions. That way you have a whole week of thinking for them.
Yeah. But if you've already thought one out and you think you might forget between now and next week.
And you don't think we would forget.
Yeah. Well, you can trust us. Call us in that event. And also, if you want to suggest an album side, if you think that Charlie Pride should be played at 2 o'clock or should not be played at 2 o'clock.
And, of course, the most important of all, if you can supply a new underwriter for the Tripod family episodes, that is the most important thing. Give us a call at
516-246-7901.
Right.
Once again, 246-7901 is our telephone.
A 1 and a 2. And
if you want to call for any one of those reasons, or all of them, or just, you know.
Right.
Anything. We'll be getting to another question, the final question of the night, after we hear something new, brand new, from the Bus Boys.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's called I Get Lost on USB.
Think we should talk over this Battlefield Band?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Sounds like music. It's fun to talk over. We have our final question for the night, and once again, we'd like to thank everybody who gave us some questions and give us questions for next week.
Yes,
whenever you feel like it. You ready for the final question, Mike?
What is the final question?
Okay, here we go. What is the speed limit of Brazil?
Oh, boy.
That's a challenge, isn't it, Mike?
It certainly is.
Now, how are we going to go about finding this out?
Call Brazil. Should we call Brazil, or should we...
Any Brazilian operator should know what the speed limit is, unless it's a Brazilian operator that doesn't drive.
Or speak English.
Oh, boy. This could be fun.
Okay, so let's on the pretext of getting Oscar's all-night kosher deli in, say, Sao Paulo...
Yeah.
We,
okay, that sounds good.
Speed limit while they're looking for the number.
And I have a hunch where there might be an Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. I'm not going to say where now, but after 2 o'clock, after the album side, we will be investigating that a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So stay with
good Brazilian music,
this
that word.
This is the Battlefield Band. I figured we should play that directly after the Bus Boys because it begins with a BB.
Oh, yeah, good reason. Mm. Nothing but good reasons here.
Evening, Mr. Gordon, to help you.
Yes, operator, we need international information for Brazil, please.
Sure, one moment, please.
Thank you. Yes, operator, we need international information for Brazil, please. I beg your pardon? We need the number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, and they are in Sao Paulo.
Those Scotsmen play good jazz, huh?
Yeah. This is Tony Scott in the background.
Nice Scottish name.
Still there?
What is your name?
assistance?
Yes, our number is area code 516-246-7901. We need information, operator.
I hope she doesn't connect us to 516-246-7901 in Brazil. She just might do that. It sounded like she threw her entire switchboard across the room, didn't it?
Well, she asked us what our number was.
She did, you know.
Yes, she did. I know it.
My goodness, what's going on over there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hang up and I'll call you back, please.
Oh, do you know when you'll call us back?
In a few minutes.
Okay, thank you very much, operator.
Thank you.
back with the operator. I'm sorry, operator, to keep you holding.
Okay, do you have an address?
No, we just know that it is, in fact, in Sao Paulo.
It's in Sao Paulo.
Yes.
Hello, Leo, they don't have an address, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm repeating the name for the store is Oscar's Kosher.
Kosher Deli.
Deli, D-A-L?
No, D like David, E-L-I.
How did I pick up that right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mike, how are we going to break in and ask what the speed limit of Brazil is? Watch me. Operator?
Yes?
Yeah, could I just butt in and ask the Brazilian operator a question?
Sure, when he comes back to the line.
Okay. I was wondering off the top of his head if he knew what the speed limit was down there.
The speed limit?
Yeah. Well, you did it with style, I have to say. I didn't do it yet. Looks like you're going to do it this time. It's 2 o'clock. You're tuned to WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Actually, it's a little bit before 2.
A lot of clocks say different times, which is like the university.
That's true.
Here we go. I hope. We have the news waiting.
Why don't we start reading this?
I don't think that's a good idea. Ooh.
Bum, 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 bum. I say let's start reading the news.
But wait, what do you think the speed limit of Brazil is? Do you think it'll be in kilometers or do you think it'll be in miles?
Well, I don't know. But I think we do have a duty to read.
Okay,
the news.
All right, we'll keep that button down so they won't hear us and feel like fools. Now, I'm starting.
Okay.
I've got an important story that just came over the wire a little while ago. Interior Secretary James Watt says U.S.
Is that a question? Sorry.
I wish it was. Sorry, I'm not supposed to editorialize. I'm very sorry. let's try that again. Interior Secretary James Watt says...
I'm sorry, oops. But I have nothing else to add to that name.
No listing for Oscar's All-Night Kosher Deli in Sao Paulo at all.
No, sir.
Could I ask you just one quick question while I have you there? What is the speed limit in Brazil?
Sorry?
The speed limit for motor cars.
Hold on a second, please, sir.
Thank you.
Hope he doesn't try to look that up.
He has no listing?
No, he's trying to find out the speed limit for me, though, operator. Thank you.
Should I continue with my story about James Watt?
No.
I was just getting interested.
Well,
it's a good story. It's a bulletin, in fact. Well, not a bulletin, but... a fairly important story.
Bulletins are only when they get shot.
No, it's not a bulletin. He didn't get shot.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ha. Nope. Oh. Uh-oh.
Hello?
That sounded like disconnecting sounds.
Hello?
Maybe we didn't put it on hold.
Yeah, but I don't think we would have gotten a click like that. I'm sure we're going to get a dial tone.
We got hung up on by an operator?
Well, they have
our phone number. They'll call us back if they if they realize their errors and if they care.
An operator, if you can hear us, we're at
246-7901.
Now, why don't you read your story?
Yeah, okay, I'll read my story now. What am I going to do about this? I mean, being hung up on by a Brazilian operator, of all things.
Well, we do have an obligation to read the news.
And we will find out the answer to that question, what the Brazilian speed limit is.
We will.
Trust us. It may take a while, but we'll do it.
Yes.
Okay, Interior Secretary James Watt says U.S. support for Israel might be damaged if, in his words, liberals of the Jewish community join with the other liberals of this nation in opposing the Reagan administration's energy policies. Watts said on the Mutual Radio Network's Larry King show earlier Saturday that he made the statement in a letter to Israeli Ambassador Moshe Arens. Yes, he explained that he was trying to make the point, we cannot afford to continue to be dependent on foreign sources for energy and strategic minerals. The White House issued a statement Friday night disavowing Watts' letter as unfortunate. Spokesman C. Anson Franklin said it represents his own personal views and not the United States' foreign or domestic policy. Asked if he were hurt by the White House reaction, Watts said he wasn't and said he could defend his views without the help of the White House. Mike?
Thank you. Forest fighters in fires in Utah, Nevada, Idaho, and Colorado are being brought under control in varying degrees. Officials say firefighters, with the help of some rain on Friday, have nearly extinguished the blaze on Antelope Island in Utah. The Reagan administration has no plans to lift its trade sanctions against the Soviet Union. Vice President Bush made that statement Friday in Springfield, Illinois, a city where many factory workers have been laid off because of the embargo of sales on pipeline equipment to the Soviets. The Westinghouse Electric Corporation may be hit by a Sunday midnight strike by some 31,000 employees. The strike deadline was set after three unions rejected what the company says is its last offer. A machinist strike is looming at Eastern Airlines. Union leaders have voted to authorize a walkout if an impasse is declared and contract talks stalled by disagreement over a wage give-back plan.
No more of those wage give-backs, yeah.
Yeah.
Checking out sports. American League, New York Yankees 6, California 3. Texas 3, Detroit 1. Minnesota 8, Boston 4. Cleveland 4, Seattle 3. After
11
innings of play, Baltimore 2, Oakland
1,
Toronto 7, Chicago White Sox
1,
Kansas City 4, Milwaukee
2.
No, that's 3, Mike. Sorry. See, 3 has two little loops, not one.
Oh.
2 has two loops, one loop. National League, Philadelphia 6, Los Angeles
3,
Pittsburgh 6, Atlanta
0. This is fun.
You like this. San Diego 11.
We're playing a little game here.
San Diego 11, New York Mets
4.
St. Louis 6, Houston
2.
And that's all the scores we have now. How about some foreign tennis team?
Okay. All right. Athens 71 Nets.
Okay. Enough with the hand gestures.
Athens 71 Nets.
Okay.
That's 22.
Oh, you give me Celsius.
Yes.
Oh, I see. It's 22.
Bonn 61 Nets.
16.
Celsius. Brussels 60 Nets.
What does that mean?
16.
Yeah. Did it backwards.
Yes, you did. And Dublin, it's 57. That's
14
Celsius.
I'm good. I'm very good.
You're getting better. In New Delhi, it's 27 Celsius. That's...
Oh, God. '81.
That's right.
Oh my God!
You count pretty good.
I can't believe I counted all those fingers.
In Seoul, it's 26.
Oh no!
That's
'78.
I'm sorry.
78 in Seoul. Okay, enough foreign temperatures, please. What is it in Stony Brook, and what's the weather in Stony Brook?
Well, it's
Oh, God. 22?
Yes, that's Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. No, I don't care what it is. No, it's 22 Celsius. What is it, Fahrenheit?
You don't care what it is, you said.
Tell me. I'm going to close my eyes.
72 Fahrenheit. And taking a look at the USB Long Island weather.
In Morse code?
Clear tonight, lows in the 60s, sunny and pleasant tomorrow, highs near 85. Tomorrow night, clear and comfortable with lows
60 to 65.
Right. And the outlook for
Sunday? Sunny and
warm.
Warm.
Highs?
Highs in the, wait a minute, in the mid 80s. 80s.
Right.
Highs in the mid 80s.
Great.
Hey.
Okay, well, it's
208. That was the weather forecast. Yeah,
it certainly was. in tandem and duplex conglomeration.
A gosh darn good one, too.
Uh-oh.
WUSB is the island, and the island is commercial free. Keep your dial glued to 90.1 FM, commercial free, all year long.
Say, we normally don't give you all this hype stuff on USB, but do tune in. You might like it. WUSB, Stony Brook. Yeah.
We haven't given up, you know.
No, we're going to be looking, but we're interrupted by our album site.
Even while Charlie Pride is playing, though.
Yes, it is Charlie Pride this week.
Even while Charlie Pride is playing, we will be trying to find out what the speed limit of Brazil is.
Oh, and okay. And we'll get back to you.
We will get back to you, yes.
That's true.
Along with other surprises, we might find Oscar's All Night Koshideli tonight. I have a hunch where it might be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somebody tipped me off.
Yes. Somebody tished you off, huh?
Something like that.
Yes. Well, okay, so we're going to listen to side A.
Tell us some of the glorious songs we will be hearing.
Okay. Tough to put you to sleep. Never been so loved in all my life.
Hallelujah. Missing You.
You're My Jamaica.
That's one June Lodge should have done. When I Stop Leaving, in parentheses, I'll Be Gone, close parentheses.
Honky Tonk Blues and...
Last but not least, Burgers and Fries.
That sounds like a song that Tom Waits would sing, you know?
Yeah. Now, this album was produced by Jerry Bradley and Charlie Pride, except for the parts that were produced by Nora Wilson.
Oh, of course.
Thank you. RCA Records, recorded at Music City Music Hall, Nashville, Tennessee, except Your My Jamaica, which was recorded in London.
Ooh.
Yeah, in England. Now, this album came out in 1981. It's the greatest hits.
It's a conglomeration there.
Yeah.
So you'll want to stay with us, because right after that we're going to be doing... Still, we've got plenty of surprises left. Charlie Pride, of course, is the one who wrote Someone Loves You, Honey, which we heard from before. And Someone Loves You, Honey was also performed by June Lodge, and she's... Big star around.
Played a heck of a lot of times on this radio station. Heck of a lot of times.
So if this is like only the second time you've ever heard this program, well, that's why we played Charlie Pride today. And that's why we're going to play him now.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm no stranger to love in arms. I'm accustomed to ladies' charms. You know I didn't just ride into town. You might say I've been around. I've seen the fire in lover's eyes. I've seen the lost babe in my time. I didn't think that there was much I missed. But let me tell you this, I've never been so loved in all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn bright. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loved in all of my life. I won't forever be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loved in all of my life. amazing, you're naturally fine. You've got a hold on this heart of mine, and I don't want you to ever let go. I just want you to know I've never been so loving all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never loved like this before. Never been so loving all of my life. I want forever to be like tonight. I'm gonna need you till the day I die. I've never been so loving all of my life. I've never been so loving all of my life. I've never felt the way I feel tonight. You came along and made my world turn right. I've never I wake up every morning, throw some water on my face. I look up in the mirror, I can see that nothing's changed. I don't know why I go to bed, I never sleep a wink. All I do about you here is lie awake and think. Missing you every night and call your name. Missing you every day the same old thing. Missing you, oh, what else can I do? The sun comes up, the sun goes down, and I'm still missing you. Went to church last Sunday and I got down on my knees. I sent up a prayer just asking please just to send down a little peace. You know lately I just walk a lot to occupy my time. But I end up where I started from with you back on my mind. Missing you, every night I call your name. Missing you, every day the same old thing. Missing you, oh, what else can I do? The sun comes up, the sun goes down, and I'm still missing you. Sun comes up, the sun goes down, and I'm still missing
honky-tonk blues. Don't wanna be bothered Driving around in my pickup truck, the only thing you can do is pick her nose and listen to WUSB in Stony Brook. That and go out with the boys and chase sheep on Friday night.
Got one!
Okay, enough of this. Wake up.
Wake up. That was Kelly Pride and Greatest Hits album. Could you turn my microphone down a little bit?
Sure.
Not quite that much. Okay, that's good.
Always happy to turn my
microphone. We heard a whole bunch of songs there. On tonight's memorable albums, I'd never been so loved in all my life. Missing you, you're my Jamaica. When I stop leaving, I'll be gone. Honky Tonk Blues and Burgers and Fries. And, this is just one of these things, you know, we got The response was running, I think it was like 301 in favor of Charlie Pride, so we did, in fact, play him tonight. So, and there was an alarm clock there for the dead fish to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they did.
You know, the last thing on that Charlie Pride thing, burgers and fries, reminds me of a Tom Waits tune called Eggs and Sausage.
I think I know the one you're talking about. In fact, I can hear it in my head.
Well, play it.
I'll try.
There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee in the night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs now the Now the waitress says eggs and sausage and side of toast. Coffee and a roll, hash browns are easy. Chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, a ancient masquerade. And it's two for a quarter, dying for a damn. Woolworth's rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings, now the waitress sings. Eggs and sausage, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy. Chili in a bowl, burgers and fries, what kind of pie? Nicotine cloud and the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory. I've been 86 from your skis. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Not a waitress call. Eggs and sausage. Now side of toast. Coffee and a roll. Hash browns over easy. Chili in a bowl. With burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? Alamo. If you will, just coming out join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Had some time to kill. Just coming out join the crowd. But I had some time to kill.
Tom Waits, from Nighthawks at the Diner, Egg and Sausage.
Good song.
Burgers and fries.
Yeah, and if you're driving home, reminded you of that.
Yeah, if you're driving home, that's like one of the most perfect songs to hear.
As the sun comes up over Newfoundland.
And That's true. And what else? It's just a great album. It really is. We should feature the entire album sometime.
The entire album?
That's true.
Both sides?
When we're both feeling terrible and sick and lousy and we don't want to do anything, we just should feature the entire Tom Waits album.
Yeah, make us feel a lot better, I guess.
It's not both sides. It's all four sides.
All four sides?
Mm, yeah.
Well, we can just take a week off and let the album play through.
That's true. We could do that, too. But it's definitely a worthy enough album.
Yeah.
That's not payola we're getting or anything.
What year did it come out?
I believe it was about 77 or so. I think it's listed on the jacket that you have. Oh,
did I have?
It's over here.
No, you have it.
Yeah.
Right underneath Charlie Pride, who we have an interesting story about.
Yeah, 75.
1975. Now, we just discovered that the song that Mike brought the album for... brought the Charlie Pride album to hear that one song, Someone Loves You, Honey.
That we thought he wrote.
He actually didn't write.
We just found out.
Because we looked at the song on the record and it said his name was not next to it.
It
was someone else's name.
It said DeVaney.
DeVaney.
Hmm.
Now, the reason we thought Charlie Pride wrote it was because on the June Lodge album it says C. Pride next to the song. So
not,
naturally,
not
we
in
assumed.
Is as in look C, but as in C, the little letter that comes after B and after D. Before D.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why we rushed out to find that album.
I've got to get up early tomorrow morning and go to a wedding.
One thing at a time.
That's true.
That's a whole other issue. But I'm glad they made that mistake. Because we wouldn't have
you're
found
glad
Charlie Pride.
Joe Gibbs made that mistake, otherwise we would never have heard Charlie Pride version of Someone loves you, honey.
Yeah. Well, enough said about that. We still have a couple of things we have to solve. Now, the first one I want to solve, we promised the folks we'd take a stab at Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. And this is the tip that I've gotten from a good friend. And they say there's an Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, well, or something close to that anyway, in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in New York. So I'm going to call up information in the Bronx, and we'll see if that is indeed the case. So our search might be at an end, but I kind of doubt it.
Got to make sure it's kosher.
Yeah, and all night, too. That's the important thing. There aren't very many all-night kosher delis left.
Super
old,
please.
Hi, we're looking for, is this the Bronx?
Yes.
We're looking for the number for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, I don't have a listing saying Oscar's Kosher Deli. Just a minute now.
Perhaps you have a listing for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
No, I don't. I have an Oscar's Delights in Girl Lane.
Hmm. That's the only one, huh?
The only one I could even recommend to you. The other one's a barbershop, and the next one's a real estate place.
Well, this Oscar's Delights, do you think that might be a food service establishment, or... or doesn't it say?
It doesn't say. It could be. You want to try it, sir?
You said you could recommend it to us. Have you been there?
No, I've never been there. I'm sorry. I'm not that familiar with the Bronx, with the streets.
Oh. Well, I think we'll pass on this one, because that's not the one we're looking for. But,
can we get credit for this call?
But that's not a reason for giving credit. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, have a good day anyway.
All right, sir. Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't feel like arguing with information operators as to why we can't get credit.
Well, we should get credit. I'll call. Call.
Hey, Mike, it's 2:39 in the morning.
Hey, we're going to get charged 30 cents for that call.
No, we won't.
And we don't have
under our three allocation. If you're allowed three information calls, and then they start charging you 30 cents.
How do you know it's under the third one?
Well, who else is dumb enough to call information when you can look in the phone book? And why didn't we look in the phone book? Because you can't look in the phone book over the air.
Because you're dumb enough, yes.
Actually, somebody swiped that Bronx telephone book, but we shouldn't be talking about that.
I will make sure that in a couple minutes I will call up during the next song or whatever you have.
And argue with her supervisor?
No, I'll call up to 11.
I don't think they give that kind
of
credit.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. Well, now, we still have not solved one of our questions that we were supposed to have solved by 2 o'clock. And I don't, you know, maybe we shouldn't have tackled that one, but the point is we did. And now we have to find out the answer. Otherwise, we look like total fools.
What is the speed limit of Brazil?
Exactly.
And we tried calling Brazil for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, and in the meantime, we figured we'd ask what we got hung up on. But so why don't we try calling the Brazilian Embassy in New York?
You want to try that?
It's worth a shot.
Okay, let me get the phone book out. And, wake up some poor Brazilian people in Manhattan.
That's if they're there to be awoken.
Well, we know for sure the people in Chad were not there. Because we let that phone ring about 100 times. And
well, they weren't in New York. They might have been in Chad at the time.
Oh, yeah. They weren't at the embassy or wherever.
The Chadian people.
Yeah. Brazil is B-R-A-Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ah, here we go.
Brazil.
Oh, Brazilian Airlines. That's a good possibility.
Call them up to find out what's the speed limit?
Well, you know, they might have a lot of information about well, you know, I'll bet there's a toll-free number for Brazilian Airlines. Let me call up information.
800 information?
Yeah, 800 information. I'll call them up right now, and we'll see if there is, in fact, a toll-free number for Brazilian Airlines, and that way we can just give them a call.
And it wouldn't cost us anything.
And we can chat about the country, and just in passing, ask them what the speed limit is, and they'll never suspect a thing.
Can I help you?
Hi, yes, is there a toll-free number for Brazilian Airlines?
I believe it's Varig. Is that the one?
That sounds right.
The area code you're calling from?
516.
Thank you. Varig, Brazilian Airlines, reservations, information is 800-442-5938.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was nice. Okay.
Plus, we can do it for free.
Yeah. And all of our listeners can do it at the same time. It really drives these people crazy.
Yes.
What was that number again?
442.
442.
5938.
5938.
I think that's located in the heart of Amish country.
Pennsylvania, huh?
Yeah.
I hope they're open.
I'll probably get a recording saying your call has been placed on hold automatically.
Hmm. Right now I'm just getting a nasty ring. Oh.
Varig Airlines flight information.
Hi, is this Brazilian Airlines?
Yeah.
It is?
Varig Airlines.
You go to Brazil, right? Okay, I'm just trying to find out some information about the country. I was wondering if you might have something. Do you have information about Brazil? Okay, we need to know, because we're going down there in the near future, we need to know what the speed limit on the nation's highways is.
Yes, 50 miles an hour, 80 kilometers.
You sure about that, 50 miles an hour?
50 miles.
Well, is that in the city? I see. Okay. That's nationwide. Okay, thank you very much. Good night. Did I wake him up?
Sounded that way.
Sure did.
Hmm.
He didn't sound too thrilled to be asked what the speed limit of Brazil was, but he said 50 miles an hour, 80 kilometers?
80 kilometers per hour.
What was that? He mumbled about a city?
Yeah, 30 in the city.
Oh, you heard that. I can't believe you heard that, and I didn't.
Basically the same as here, he says.
Hmm. Okay. So
okay, there's still one more.
No, we don't have to tackle that question. We're past the time limit, Mike.
That's true.
We'll tackle all the other questions next week. We don't want to overdose some questions. But
well, I think it's a good question, though.
I think we should explain one more time, though, just what we did for people who might not have heard.
We answered your questions.
Yeah? What kind of questions?
Well, just your weirdest questions. Like, we found out what is the official language of Chad, found out that it was French, although there are over 100 local dialects spoken in Chad. We found out how much it costs for a bus with 43 passengers to go over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge westbound, and a two-axle bus costs $2.50, And we've also found out the speed limit of Brazil is about 80 kilometers per hour, 50 miles an hour.
So I'm a wiser person for it, and I'm sure you are too, and anyone listening.
That's true. So after we blow out of here, you can feel free to call us up at 516-246-7901. And just in case you missed that number, it's 516-246-7901. And we'll take your questions, and we'll answer them for you this time next week, so about at 1 o'clock or so.
Yeah. Now, don't be afraid to ask us weird questions, because that's what we're here for. You know, the most minute things, far away places or even nearby places, we'll find the answer. It's hard.
Yes.
I mean, it's very easy to find an answer to these questions in the middle of the day. But at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's an extra challenge.
It certainly is.
And that's why we enjoy doing it so much.
Yes.
Just a little service for you. And to keep us awake and all that.
Yes, and in fact, I'm falling asleep, and I should be leaving here shortly because I've got a wedding to go to first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay, you want to tell us about that wedding?
Well, it's Tom and Susan. They're getting married.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Yes, congratulations. And
congrats, Tom and Susan. We'll all be thinking about you.
I'll say. You'll have to tell us how things worked out next week.
Hope I catch another garter.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is something from the fan club on USB. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the Patrick Hazel Band.
Oh, yeah, order yours before midnight tonight.
Yeah, it's with Sally Weisenberg featuring Joe Price. Album's called After Hours. We heard Sherry Pie. And
it's stamped with a big USB.
Yeah, Gang of Four before that with Life. It's a shame.
Sure is.
2:54 on this Friday morning. And, Mike, I bet you don't know what's coming up on the Monday morning concert series.
You're right.
This Monday. Let's find out.
Yes.
This week, USBFM once again digs back into the tape vault for a concert with one of the all-time greats of the tenor sax, Stan Getz. Stan Getz Quintet, recorded live at the Stony Brook Fine Arts main stage on April 20th, 1979. This week, from the tape vault of Radio Free Long Island, WUSB, Stony Brook.
Yeah, that's Monday morning. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh, close that door.
Yes, you know what we should have done? We should have made that one of our questions.
Yeah, what's the next Monday morning concert? When's that, Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, Stan
okay,
Getz.
I'll be up for that.
yeah, I'm sure you will be.
I will be. You know, I've been up in the morning recently.
Are you going to find a job? A
couple of days this week. Eventually, yeah, I guess so.
Doing
they
what?
They do get lost quite often, don't they?
Yeah. Doing what are you going to do?
More of the same, I guess. Just let's figure out a way to get paid for it.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, congratulations.
Are you loafers out there?
Well, actually, I'm not wearing shoes right now.
No?
I am barefoot.
Maybe I should get a job selling shoes in the city or something.
I don't know as if you'd want to actually say that you were doing that.
No.
I'd probably keep it a secret if I were you.
Yeah, I think we all better keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Even though half the people on the station sell shoes.
But that's
but
their little
secret. We won't
tell
you which half. You know, we can say that, but you know, we don't...
And we don't have to tell you that they only sell left shoes either.
That's true. Well, no, one quarter sells left shoes, one quarter sells right shoes.
Uh-huh, so they're working little teams, just like us.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Eric Corley.
You're Mike Juhas.
That's right. And let's see. Well, it's just about the end of the show.
It's time for us to move on out of here. Well, actually, according to this clock, it's time for us to be out already. According to that clock, we still got a minute.
Yeah.
We did a lot today. We did.
You know what we should do? We should call up the time and find out exactly what time it is.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that right now.
You can do that on the
Oh! You're right, I can. I can do it on that line over there, which is unused.
Yeah.
One moment.
Dialing you for time. Oh, boy. We always try to save time, but did you ever dial for it on the air? Actually, we have the number for the time in Washington, D.C. we can call next week. Boston's a good time, too. They give the time in... Where's the speaker? Where's the speaker? Hold the speaker up to the phone.
I have a hunch something went wrong with this call. Yeah, something went wrong with this
call.
Does
it go doo-doo-doo?
No, it didn't. Oh, it did. I'm sorry. I'm going to call direct. I think that's the quickest way. Yeah.
That 30 cents I just got back for that information call you're going to spend.
No.
You're going to spend 10 cents of it.
Your idea.
You're probably getting the weather by mistake.
We have to set our clocks. I mean, there are 5,000 different times here. Okay?
I told you a million times to stop or exaggerate.
Warning, at the tone, the time will be 2:55.
Oh, my goodness.
And 30 seconds.
Okay,
oh,
so that one's only 15 seconds off. But let's set this one.
This one's
warning, at the tone, the time will be 2:55. And 40 seconds.
Well, that means we've got a lot of time.
Good morning. At the tone, the time will be 2:55 and 50 seconds.
Who is this person, anyway?
Good morning. At the tone, the time will be 2:56. Exactly.
shouldn't have done that, Mike.
I went 1 minute too.
Now you have to go 24 hours around the clock again to set it. 56. I hate these digital clocks.
It's going to hang up on us.
It hangs up after a minute, I think.
Good morning. Yeah. At the tone, the time will be 2:56 and 20 seconds.
This is a gold mine for anybody who wants to set that clock right. Ooh. Anybody who wanted to set that clock at that point, who didn't want to call at the time, they could just turn on the radio and there it was. Are you going to do it right? Don't hit that button this time. Okay. 2:56 it is?
Yeah, close enough to 2:56.
Well, it's about time then for us to be leaving, but I just want to say we accomplished a lot today.
We certainly did.
And we'll accomplish even more next week. Hopefully the Tri-Prize will have a new sponsor by next week and we can have another episode.
And maybe we can get some money back on in our pockets and food back on our tables.
Well, Radio Free Long Island, anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
we'll have some more fascinating questions and... You know, I never did finish reading off my hate list. Maybe I should do that next week.
Save it for next week, and by then you'll have more.
I will. Then I'll save that for the week after.
Don't you just hate?
That's one thing I can't stand, is not being able to get to something that I've worked on.
Okay, well, you save it for next week, and then the people will love you for it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be back again for the Voice of Long Island.
I'm Mike
Uhas. Your problems and creating new ones.
That's right. I'm Mike Uhas, and...
I'm Eric Corley. Till next time. Whoops. I'm playing the wrong song. That's our theme.
Oh.
Let me stop that.
I've heard that already.
Okay.
So.
We're going to play this.
Oh. Oh, huh? There we go. Okay. Hey. Time to go. Goodbye.
Out of bed, at 8 a.m. Out my head, by 10:30. Out with mates, and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk, and I can't walk. But I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. At the look I know. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I don't know. Come on.